The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Easter, the resurrection. As we think upon Easter and the resurrection, remind us, O Lord, remind us of how that Jesus paid the penalty for our sins. John 3:16 and 17, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent His Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. Christ was crucified." Matthew 27. Then Pilate did release to them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, he delivered Him up that He may be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor, having taken Jesus to the praetorium, did gather to Him all the band, and having unclothed Him, they put around Him a crimson cloak, and having plaited Him a crown of thorns, they put it on His head, and a reed in His right hand. And having kneeled before Him, they were mocking Him, saying, "Hail, the King of the Jews!" And having spit on Him, they took the reed, and were smiting on His head. And when they had mocked Him, they took off from Him the cloak, and put on Him His own garments, and led Him away to crucify Him. And having come to a place called Golgotha, that is, called Place of a Skull, they gave Him to drink vinegar mixed with gall. And having tasted, He would not drink. And having crucified Him, they divided His garments, casting a lot, that it might be fulfilled that was spoken by the prophet, "They divided My garments to themselves, and over My vesture they cast a lot." And sitting down, they were watching Him there, and with Him are two robbers, one on the right hand and one on the left, and those passing by were speaking evil of Him, wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that art thrown down the sanctuary, and in 3 days building it, save Thyself. If Son Thou art of God, come down from the cross." And in like manner also the chief priests, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, "Others He saved, Himself He is not able to save. If He be the King of Israel, let Him come down from the cross, and we will believe Him." With the same also the robbers, who were crucified with Him, were reproaching Him. And from the sixth hour darkness came over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a great voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why didst Thou forsake Me?" And Jesus, having again cried with a great voice, yielded His spirit. By His stripes we are healed. So says Isaiah 53, "Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. And Lord, remind us of how that His body was buried." Matthew 27, 57 through 60. "When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen shroud, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away." And we praise God as we're reminded of the good news of the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Before He was crucified, He gave the disciples clear instructions for them to remember. The account is detailed in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Then the Apostle Paul described how that we can remember, show the Lord's death till He come. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death, till he come." And a reminder from the angels, Acts 1st chapter, "And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall also come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Let's all remember to be watching for his return. And even so, Lord, come quickly.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.